The Black Lotus Academy of Martial Arts and Fitness is stepping into a new chapter as it prepares to move to a larger, purpose-built facility at 525 West Street S. Not far from its current location, the new space will be a game-changer for the academy and its members, SOUD owner Nick Langman. "We call this the Dream Gym," he said. "It's quite a bit bigger than the space we have now. It's the Goldilocks zone of kickboxing gyms." The new dojo spans 3,800 square feet, nearly triple the size of the current 1,300 square foot gym. This expansion will allow Black Lotus to lift restrictions on class sizes and accommodate more members, an opportunity Langman sees as pivotal. "Because we've been around for a long time and are very reputable, we'll be able to expand our classes and build our member base," he said. "Our goal is to help as many people as possible." The move comes as the academy celebrates 13 years in business under Langman's leadership. A seasoned kickboxer who represented Canada at the Pan American Kickboxing Championships in Chile last November, Langman credits his experience for shaping his teaching approach. "It's a little easier now for me to help other people achieve their goals," he said. "I've learned quite a bit, and I feel like we are in a good position." The new facility, set to open in March, will feature an international-size boxing ring, a variety of heavy bags, and a fitness center offering strength and conditioning classes for adults and children. By mid-summer, Langman plans to introduce a boxing program for seniors. "The idea is to help older people maintain their neurocognitive development," Langman said. Drawing from his past work with individuals with Parkinson's disease, he highlighted how boxing and related exercises can help preserve neural connections and improve quality of life. "Boxing is the number one aid for people with neurocognitive diseases," he said. "Our program mixes boxing with neurorecognition techniques to help maintain those connections." Langman is eager to dispel misconceptions about kickboxing and mixed martial arts being inherently violent. He emphasizes the broader benefits of the disciplines. "It's so much more than punching and kicking," he explained. "We treat Muay Thai and kickboxing as vehicles for martial arts. The reality is it builds a sense of community and it's therapy." With a growing team of instructors and a facility tailored to its vision, Black Lotus is poised for an exciting future, he said. "I'm really looking forward to the next couple of years at the gym. I think we can really hit some home runs as a business." More information about Black Lotus can be found here.